Ahoy, everyone! You're about to listen to a sneak preview of next week's episode. Here's a tiny sample of what's to come.
So the gist of the episode is that Squidward thinks that he buys a pie that he's going to give to SpongeBob. But it turns out, or maybe by just sheer ignorance or like goldfish type of memory, that the pie is actually a bomb. And him and Krabs believe that SpongeBob has eaten a bomb. So Squidward has to hang up with SpongeBob for 24 hours, waiting for the bomb to inevitably explode. Of course, this is SpongeBob SquarePants, and it's all about subversive type of humor. So of course, we find out later on that SpongeBob that does not explode, and he never even ate the pie in the first place. I guess that's just a brief synopsis of what happens. Let's go through it. Let's go through this episode moment by moment. And I guess why in particular this is one of my favorite SpongeBob episodes. Not my all-time favorite. And I couldn't remember this at the time, but now I remember. Can You Spare a Dime? This is my favorite SpongeBob episode. And maybe if there's enough interest, we'll do it. But I haven't memorized that episode. I do, like, it is my favorite. But this is an episode I did memorize. And when I heard about the passing of Steven Hillenburg, this episode played in my head from start to finish. And I felt like it would be appropriate to finally do a minisode about this episode, the impact it had on myself personally in terms of my sense of humor, but also just in terms of the subtle things it does in this episode. Subtle things in some places, not so subtle things in others. Because again, I don't mean in broadly that this is for children, because this show had such a heavy effect on kids and adults alike. But the things that they do in animation, some of the flourishes, like some of the little details. So we even begin this episode with the great song of Dying for Pie. Already, like, we have dying in the title of an episode. Holy shit, what the fuck are we expecting here? And it cuts to Squidward having a dream where he's playing the piano perfectly on a desert island, isolated from everybody. Because this is his ideal reality. This is where he would prefer to be at all times, just alone with his musical genius. And of course, he gets interrupted because there's someone hitting the bell, you know, the bell that you see at hotels. It's that Thai because he works in a fast food. He works for fast food. Not for fast food, he works for Mr. Krabs, but he works in the fast food industry. But yeah, that's a whole part of the theme. And then, so of course, they have the bell whenever they have the orders rung up. So that's unfortunately the tie to reality that he has. And of course, him, the person that's hitting the bell repeatedly, is SpongeBob saying, "Order up, Squidward!" And I'm going to try not to do the voices because I'm not very good at doing the voices. And then abruptly wakes up Squidward and it sends him back to reality. Now, here's a theory I have about this episode. And I really, first I thought, oh, am I just going to add some extra stuff here? No, Squidward's not dead the entire episode. Although we can argue if he's dead at the end of the episode. But what I do believe is that because this is a Squidward-focused episode, it's not just a Squidward-focused episode. This episode takes place from Squidward's perspective. So it's not so much of an unreliable narrator kind of thing, but it is that every single action by all of these characters is heightened based on Squidward's perception of those characters. SpongeBob is extra annoying. Krabs is extra, less understanding about, like, how much Squidward really does hate working there, and he has this crazy idea about employee brotherhood. We'll bring the employees together, and everybody will help each other out. And it's, like, such an insane concept, but, like, such a cynical way of looking at, like, this is how we're gonna bring camaraderie to the Krusty Krab, is by everybody giving gifts to each other, like, super cheap fucking gifts, that who gives a shit about those? And, like, the whole thing about, like, you have to make the gift. And then, of course, Squidward says, I said I wasn't going to do voices, and I almost did his voice. The only thing I'm making is for the exit, but we're skipping ahead a little bit. Because I kind of do, not like moment by moment, because I would highly, highly recommend watching this episode. I mean, already I said that at the top. I believe SpongeBob is on Amazon Prime. I don't know if Nickelodeon has an app to watch SpongeBob. I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon Prime, at least. You can check it out there if you have an Amazon Prime subscription. Hashtag not an ad. Really not an ad. That is really the only place I could find where you can watch this. Or, no, you can, go aboard the Seven Seas and go pirating aboard and find it there. The less to say about that, the better. But every single thing, like SpongeBob's behavior in this episode is just extra focused on work, but being obnoxious about work, about how much he loves being an employee there. He's not upfront about it. But it's also like he's extra obnoxious to Squidward as well, because at the very beginning of the episode when he arrives and we have that great "Don't ask me about my day" sticker, which, my God, so many people can relate to that sticker. SpongeBob is out the window and makes a great sound of it. Like the squeaking sound effect of his face rubbing against the window, but he's following Squidward as he's walking into the door. And it's just like the kind of thing that you would expect, like, if you're someone who's working a job you don't like, and there's the employee is like, "Oh God, that's that guy again. All right, I'll just smile politely. I won't say anything." Squidward in this case doesn't even give a fuck. He doesn't even acknowledge SpongeBob's presence. Just keeps walking. He's just gonna get to his register and he's gonna start his day every other day. And you already see like how tired he looks. Like, he already looks tired when he arrives in his boatmobile. But throughout this entire episode, just has contempt for everything that's going on. He doesn't want to have any part of it, which is, again, very relatable.
Thanks for listening. For more info and updates, visit randomchatterings.weebly.com. Until next time, take care, everyone.